Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 43 degrees.
Oh, is that something?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 43 degrees.
WDATPA, mobile listening. WDATPA, this is WACMV. Audio is a little low. I didn't quite catch the call. Here is WDATPA. While I adjust. WDATPA, the call here is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, how copy? Better. Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, I got you this time. WDATPA, my name is Mark, Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo, and I'm just mobile going on the northern edge of Ann Arbor on M14.
Good. I am at my home TTH on an HT with 5 watts. I'm about a mile south of campus, so should be pretty good if I am lucky. This is probably the best repeater that I have for HT indoor operations with an HT.
Your signal strength was fine, just the audio when you first called was a little low, and in the car the background noise was washing out, so I had to turn the volume up. But you got a great signal into the repeater. You're not very far away from it.
Really close to it. If I open up a window upstairs in the attic, line of sight, I think. But very good. What brings you through Ann Arbor?
On my way home from a dentist appointment. My dentist works Thursday nights, so yeah, I ended up with a late appointment with him, so just driving home. Home is Northville. See, what was the name on that end again?
That name here is Ed, Echo Delta. My dentist appointment's usually early morning effort, so good to find a dentist that works the time of day that works for you.
Yeah, well, I found him many, many years ago. I just kept going to him. Still, he's a good dentist, too, but yeah, he works strange hours. Well, actually, he has multiple offices. His office in Ann Arbor, he works Thursday night and Friday afternoon, and that's it. But he's got other offices. I don't even know what the hours are at those offices, but hey, if it works for him, I think he lives in Dexter, so this one's close to home. Anyway, just driving home here. Looking like it wants to rain and see occasional water drops, but then nothing happens.
Hopeful for good weather for the rest of the week. We've got Tigers tickets on Saturday and looking forward to the game.
Okay, well, last I saw the weather forecast, you should be in good shape for Saturday. I think it was mid-50s and sunny. That'll be a winner for you. Sounds like fun. I haven't been to a Tigers game in a while.
I had a game, and the last time I was there was in 2019. And the previous time I had been at a Tigers game was 1984. I think I had not been to Comerica Park since I think that was the first time I'd ever been at Comerica Park. Trying to remember. Anyway, I was in the Michigan Men's Glee Club, and we sang the national anthem in 1984 for the World Series, and then again in 2019 when they had a 1984 World Series reunion. So that was a ton of fun to be on the field.
Where were you in the Glee Club?
Club 82, 83, 84 at Michigan.
Oh. Did you ever know Joel Coleman, who's now N0, I think FD something?
I believe I did know Joel, the director was Patrick Gardner at the time, and he came back to direct the club for the reunion, alumni reunion, and now he's retired from Rutgers, where he was Glee Club director there for quite some time.
Okay. Well, I didn't catch it. Did you say you might have known Joel, or you didn't? You'd know if you knew Joel. He's a big guy.
I don't think I did. There were like 85 of us, so I didn't know everyone really well, but the name doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry. This is WADMV.
WADMV, WDATK. Yeah, well, I was just finishing up my undergrad at Michigan in 82-83, and Joel... I was president of the U of M club at the time, and Joel joined the club because he wanted a club, but I think he was going to Eastern, but he was a member of the men's glee club at Michigan, and saw the notices for the club meeting and showed up one night, and he and I have kind of been friends ever since.
Great. Yeah, there's a couple folks from the Glee Club era who I still stay in touch with. I don't think any overlap with hams. I didn't get my ham license until quite a bit later. There was a couple of people who hung out at the computing center at the time and who were in the club as well.
Well, real good. Yeah, Joel finished his degree, went off and taught special ed for a few years, and then decided to go back to school and become a cantor. I believe he's retired now, and he lives down in New Orleans. But apparently he's about to become a snowbird. He's going to be coming back to the Michigan area in the winter, or in the summers. So he might be back soon.
So I'm sure it'll be good to see him when he comes back. Good to have a friend going back that far. One of my friends from that time was out at, had lived in California and was visiting Ireland quite a bit, and decided that he would just swap locations and live in Ireland and visit California. So he plays fiddle and has been really enjoying it there.
Nice if you can do it. Nice if you can do it. Oh, well. Anyway. Now, that was a long time ago. Those were good times.
Well, I'm really looking forward to going to the game on Saturday with my son. I suppose we should bring radios with us both if we can get him into the, if we can get him into the stands. And looking forward to just spending a day in Detroit. The plan at the moment is to take the D2A2 bus, which runs about once an hour from Ann Arbor to downtown Detroit. So figuring that if everything goes wrong, we can always Uber home at some great expense, but the bus is pretty cheap.
Yeah. I've heard about that. I haven't had need of it, and it wasn't there when I was in Ann Arbor, but interesting way to get around, especially it's a great way to get into downtown Detroit. Yeah, Uber is ridiculously expensive. I had to go down there for a trade show last fall, and had to use an Uber to get there. I didn't want to drive myself. And it was like $50 each way.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it. And there are a couple of bus options if all goes haywire. It's an afternoon game, so it should be plenty of time to get home one way or the other. So. Well, Mark, I'm going to say 73 for now. Great to talk to you. Thanks for checking in on the repeater. Good to hear from you. And hope to catch you again sometime soon on your way. This is WADMV. I'll be clear on your final for WDADPA.
Ed, well, pleasure making your acquaintance here. Yeah, I still got a few more miles before I get home, but... out here in the wilds of, I forget which township this is, but anyway, 73, thanks for the call, W8EMV, WD8DK Mobile.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 43 degrees.